这个投影，我们可以一起来读一束圣经。
Praise the Lord, we can come into His house to worship Him. Let's read His word first.
尼希米记八章十节，我们可以看到这个投影，我们可以一起来读。尼希米记八章十节起，又对他们说：你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的，就分给他。因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。好，我们把这一节经文的这个后半部分，我们一起再来读一遍，就是从你们啊不要忧愁开始哈。我们看到，我们一起来读：你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。感谢神，我们经文就读到这里，我们一起做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们，做我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
We thank you, you've given us your word to be a lamp upon our feet, a light upon our path.
我们愿意来到父神面前，向你祈求你，愿你赐下喜乐在我们的心里。
We come to our Heavenly Father. May you give us joy.
让这喜乐成为我们的力量。
May your joy be our strength.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们在上一次主日信息当中，我们思想了上帝的仆人约书亚。
In last week's message, we reflected on God's servant Joshua.
我们看到上帝兴起摩西。带领上帝的选民以色列人离开埃及。
We saw how God raised His servant Moses, who led his people Israelites out of Egypt.
我们又看到上帝兴起约书亚取代摩西的位置，带领以色列人进入迦南地。
And we saw how Joshua took place of Moses and led the Israelites into the promised land Canaan.
然后约书亚带领以色列人进入迦南地，和迦南地当地的敌人征战，把这片上帝应许的土地夺回来。
Joshua led the Israelites into Canaan and fought the Canaanites, and they finally took hold of the land of Canaan.
上帝带领以色列人离开埃及进入迦南的过程，就预表我们每一个重生得救的基督徒，我们的这个生命的这样的一个过程。
How God led the Israelites out of Egypt and into Canaan, it's a symbol of how every Christian can leave sin and enter into God's salvation.
上帝把我们从罪和死亡当中拯救出来。
God saved us from sin and death.
上帝也让我们成为上帝的士兵，上帝的战士去征战。
God also wants us to be His army to fight for Him.
每一个基督徒，我们成为基督的精兵。
Every Christian is in God's army.
我们要去征战。
We have to fight.
我们第一个征战的对象是我们自己。
And our first enemy is ourselves.
我们要战胜我们以前那个犯罪的那个老旧的生命，我们要活出一个神儿子的一个新造的生命。
We have to conquer our old self.Which is sinful, and we have to live out the life of God's Son, Jesus Christ.
第二个，我们还要去征战，我们要去传扬上帝的福音。
And secondly, we have to fight to spread God's gospel.
那么，圣经把传福音这个过程呢，有的时候用征战来做比喻。
The Bible often describes the process of spreading the gospel as warfare.
我们可以来一起读《哥林多后书》的十章第四节到第五节。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5.
哥林多后书十章四节起，我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些自高之事一概攻破了， 又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都归服基督。啊，在这圣经让我们看到，我们要让人能够顺服基督，我们要让人能够接受耶稣基督做他们的救主。啊，这就是传福音了。
From the scripture, we can see that to spread the gospel, we want everybody to be obedient to Christ and to come to Christ.
那么，当我们让人都能够成为基督的门徒的时候，啊，圣经用征战这样的一个词来形容。
When we bring other people into becoming disciples of Christ, the Bible often describes such process as a warfare.
啊，那我们既然要征战要打仗，那我们一定要有力量。我们今天就来思想我们这个力量从何而来。
To fight a war, we have to have strength. And today, let's think about where this strength is coming from.
啊，我给大家读一段圣经，是在尼希米记八章第一节到第十二节。
Let me read some scripture to you. It's in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1-12.
啊，大家可以看到这个投影。
You can follow along from the transparency.
尼希米记八章第一节到第十二节，第一节，到了七月，以色列人住在自己的城里，那时他们如同一人聚集在水门前的宽阔处，请文士以斯拉将耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。七月初一日，祭司以斯拉将律法书带到听了能明白的男女会众面前，在水门前的宽阔处，从清早到晌午，在众男女一切听了能明白的人面前读着律法书，众民侧耳而听。文士以斯拉站在为这事特备的木台上，马他提亚、示马、亚乃亚、乌利亚、希勒加和马西亚站在他的右边，皮大亚、米撒利、马加亚、哈顺、哈巴大拿、撒加里亚和米苏兰站在他的左边。以斯拉站在众民以上，在众民眼前展开这书，他一展开，众民就都站起来。以斯拉称颂耶和华至大的神，众民都举手应声说阿门阿门，就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。耶稣亚、巴尼、士利比、亚敏、亚古、撒比泰、何地亚、马西亚、基利他、亚撒利亚、约撒拔、哈难、皮莱亚和利未人使百姓明白律法，百姓都站在自己的地方，他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。省长尼希米和做祭司的文士以斯拉并教训百姓的利未人对众民说，今日是耶和华你们神的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣，因为这是因为众民听见律法书上的话都哭了，又对他们说，你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的就分给他，因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。啊，十一节，于是利未人使众民静默，说今日是圣日，不要作声，也不要忧愁，众民都去吃喝，也分给人，大大喜乐，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。感谢神。我们刚才看到旧约圣经尼希米记第八章记载的这一段经文，其实这一段经文呢描述的是以
Yeah, we just read Nehemiah chapter 8.
这段经文描述的是在以色列历史上一个非常非常重要的转折的时刻。
The scripture described a monumental moment in Israel history.
当时的以色列人，他们 刚刚从这个巴比伦回到耶路撒冷，他们在巴比伦已经做了70年的亡国奴和奴隶。
And at the time, the Israelites just returned back to Jerusalem after serving as slaves, for 70 years in other country.
然后他们回到耶路撒冷，他们看见圣殿已经被毁，城墙已经被毁。
After they returned to Jerusalem, they saw that their temple and their city wall have all been destroyed.
然后尼希米和以斯拉就带领以色列人就重建圣殿，重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
So Nehemiah and Ezra, they led Israeli people, they rebuilt the city wall and they rebuilt the temple.
当他们重建完圣殿，重新建好这个耶路撒冷的城墙之后，他们尼希米和以利沙就就带领他们来到这个城墙门口来开这样的一场大会。
So after they finished rebuilding the temple and rebuilding the city wall, they led all the people in front of the city wall for a solemn meeting.
然后以斯拉和尼希米给他们宣读上帝的律法，然后最后劝勉他们。
Ezra and Nehemiah, they led all the Israeli people and they read the book of the law.
劝勉他们说，你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
And they told people, do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
我们今天就从这段经文来思想，神怎样借着他的仆人来复兴以色列民。
So through this verse, let's all think about how God, through His servant, He revived His people.
然后这些以色列民，他们怎样的从忧愁悲伤当中，然后最后变成有喜乐，大大快乐。
And how His people can get out of sorrow and enter into His joy.
然后这样的喜乐怎样成为他们的力量。
And how this joy can become their strength.
让我们来思想这一次对以色列人民一个划时代的一次会议。
Let's all think about this monumental meeting for the Israelites.
当时至少有50,000人，50,000个回到耶路撒冷的以色列民来参加这个会议。
At that time, more than 50,000 Israelites, they came back to Jerusalem and they participated in this meeting.
用我们今天基督徒的话说，这是一个非常大型的布道会，或者说奋兴会。
So in today's words, this is a huge revival meeting.
但这个会议当中，我们没有看到任何的神迹发生。
But in this meeting, we didn't see any miracles.
在这次会议当中，我们也没有看见上帝借着神的仆人给这些以色列民给他们什么具体的一些好处，比如说给他们食物吃啊，或者是解决他们的实际困难，没有看到这一点。
And in this meeting, the God's servants didn't give anything concrete to his people. He didn't feed them and didn't give them anything material.
我们甚至都没有看到神的仆人在这里大声的呼求祷告，都没有看到。
We didn't even see God's servants pray loudly in this meeting.
我们有没有看到以色列民在这里唱歌跳舞赞美上帝，赞美上帝带领他们回到耶路撒冷，赞美上帝带领他们重建圣殿，重建围墙。
And we didn't see the Israelites praising God in songs or with dances.
没有神迹，没有诗歌跳舞赞美神，都没有这些。
No miracles, no songs, no psalms, no dances.
我们只看见有神的仆人在讲台上面站着宣读讲解上帝的话。
We only see God's servant standing on the stage and proclaiming the word of God and explaining the word of God to his people.
我们还看见有50,000个以色列民安安静静的站在那里长达5-6个小时，他们侧耳倾听上帝的话。
And we see over 50,000 Israelites. They were standing there for more than 5 or 6 hours. They were standing there listening to the word of God.
因为圣经说这次会议是从清早到晌午，至少有五六个小时。
for the Bible says the meeting started early in the morning and ended past noon. So there are more than 5 or 6 hours.
我们还看见这些以色列民眼中啊流出的眼泪。
And we see the Israelites weep.
当以斯拉称颂耶和华至大的神，众民都举手应声说阿门阿门，就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。
When which verse? Which? Okay. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. Then all the people answered, "Amen, amen," while lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground.
当以斯拉读到上帝的律法，这些以色列民就羞愧，就低头，就开始。忧伤流泪。
When Ezra read the law of God, the Israelites were ashamed and they repented. They wept.
如果我们想象一下当时的这个场景，这在我们今天的基督徒来说是很难很难看到的。
Let's try to imagine the scene. It's hard to see in today's Christian life.
如果我们今天的基督徒，我们今天的教会要举办一个这样大型的布道会和奉新会，我们会怎么做？
If we try to have such a revival meeting today, what will we do?
我们会租最大的地方，最豪华的这种场所。
We will rent a great venue.
我们会请最优秀的这个唱诗班，甚至福音歌手，最著名的福音歌手来。
We will invite the greatest choir or Christian singers.
我们会请最有名的这个布道家，让他来讲我们大家最喜欢听、最想听的话。
We will invite the greatest preachers to preach the message we most want to hear.
那么这个布道家。哇，他所讲的内容一定是可以吸引人啊，一定是可以打动人的。
And those preachers will preach messages that's very attractive to other people, and it'll touch their hearts.
在以前的英国牧师常常笑话美国牧师。
Some British preachers they joke about American preachers.
他说在美国的牧师，他如果站上讲台一开始不讲一两个笑话，他就不知道要怎样讲道。
They would say, you American preachers, if you don't start with a few jokes, you don't know how to start your sermon.
我记得在我读神学的时候，我们的这个教授教我们什么样的聚会，你要用什么样的背景灯光、背景音乐。
And when I was in seminary, my professors taught us.You have to arrange the lighting in accordance with the message you try to preach.
还有什么时候要把这个灯光打亮一点，打暗一点，背景音乐的音量打高一点，打低一点，你要学习怎么样来操作。
You have to learn when you need more light or less light, and how you arrange the background music.
我们的老教授甚至告诉我们，在什么样的聚会当中，什么样的人群当中，你要用怎样的这个空气清新剂，让这个室内环境有一种什么样的特别的味道。
And my professor even taught us how to arrange different air fresheners depending on my audience.
年轻人喜欢什么味道，中年人喜欢什么味道，年长的弟兄姊妹喜欢什么味道。
Young people, mid-aged people, and elderly people, they all prefer different scents.
我的教授鼓励我，你要去找到那些职业的这个舞台上的演员，向他们学习怎样的与观众互动，怎样的调动大家的这个情绪，怎样的控制节奏。
And my professor directed me to seek out professional actors, to learn from them how to interact with audience, how to control the rhythm, and yeah, how to have better interactions.
现在很多很多的神学院都会请这些职业的舞台剧演员来到这个课堂当中，给神学生传授怎样的表演，怎样的与会众交流沟通，怎样的调动会众情绪。
And nowadays, many seminaries would invite professional actors onto their campuses to teach their students how to interact with their audience, how to control their emotions.
我们很难想象， 在一个五万人参加的这个布道会当中，没有音乐，没有啊、没有舞蹈，没有灯光啊、没有这一切的表演。
It's hard for us to imagine in this revival meeting of over 50,000 people, there's no music, there's no acting, and there's no not much interaction.
只有几个人站在台上读圣经，讲解圣经，长达五六个小时。
There were only a few people on stage. They were reading the Word of God for over 5 or 6 hours.
台下的人五六个小时站在那里，没有人喧嚷，没有人困疲劳，他们在那里侧耳倾听上帝的话，仔细思想。
The audience just stood there for over 5 or 6 hours, listening to the Word of God intensely. And reflect on the word of God.
没有任何戏剧化的事情发生。
There's nothing dramatic.
啊，没有神迹可以看，没有笑话可以听。
No miracle to see, no jokes to hear.
也没有纪念品可以拿。
And no memorabilia to take away.
但是上帝的话就在这五万人当中，在心里去刺痛他们，去改变他们，更是给他们喜乐，让他们有力量。
Yet the word of God pierced through the hearts of those 50,000 people and changed them and give them joy and strength.
我们今天很多的时候就像我以前在神学院学到的那些灯光、背景音乐、舞台表演的技巧，我们很多时候忘记了原来上帝的话它就有力量。
Today we often forget There is strength in the Word of God. We don't really need all the lighting and all the superficial interactions.
很多时候我们在想圣经2000多年前的话已经过时了，我们要与时俱进。
Sometimes we say the Bible's written over 2,000 years ago and it's out of season and we have to change along with the time.
圣经中有一些内容已经不适应今天这个世界了，要把它丢弃掉。
A lot of things in the Bible, they are not fitting for today's world. We have to discard them.
但是圣经却告诉我们，神的话永远不会改变，而世界会改变。
Yet the Bible teaches us the word of God will never change, but the world will change.
不是上帝的话要适应人的改变，而是人要不停地回到上帝的话面前。
The word of God doesn't need to change and fit the people's needs, but we need to change to fit the word of God.
我们一起来读一下罗马书五章十八节。我们看到这个投影，可以一起来读罗马书五章十八节。
Let's all read Roman.
对不起，马太福音五章十八节。
Let's all read Matthew 5:18 together.
马太福音五章十八节起，我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。好，我们再来看一处经文，是在诗篇19:7-11，我们看到，我们可以一起来读。
Let's read Psalm 19:7-11 together.
诗篇19:7-11，第七节起，耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧；耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心；耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目；耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远；耶和华的典章真实，全然公义，都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕；比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜。况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。上帝的话永远没有过时，上帝的话是最宝贵，上帝的话能够苏醒人心，能够给我们力量。
The word of God will never pass away. The word of God is the most precious. It can give us the joy and strength.
我们不要忘记当时来到耶路撒冷城墙下面来聆听上帝的话的那五万多以色列民。
Let's not forget at the time those 50,000 people who come to the city wall of Jerusalem.
他们已经在外邦人那里做奴隶70年了。
They've served the Gentiles for 70 years as their slaves.
70年当中他们没有听到过上帝的话，没有人跟他们宣讲上帝的话。
For 70 years, they haven't heard the word of God, for nobody proclaimed the word of God to them.
70年当中，他们从来没有像今天这样聚集在一起，大家一起敬拜神，一起聆听上帝的话，从来没有这样。
For 70 years, they never had the chance to have such a gathering to worship God, to listen to the word of God.
如果我是他们当中的一位，我可能会想
If I was one of them,
我已经那么长时间没有听上帝的话了，上帝的话对我来说有什么用呢？上帝的话可能对我的祖先来说更有益处。
I may think for so many years I haven't heard the word of God, and what's the word of God to me? And maybe it's relevant to my ancestors, but maybe not to me.
如果说有些人会觉得上帝的话过时了，跟我们的生命没有关系，那么这一群以色列人他们最有理由这样去想。
If someone can think the word of God passed away and it's no longer applicable to today, then probably some of those Israelites, they have the most right to think so.
但是他们没有这样去想。
Yeah, they didn't think this way.
他们在那里站着仔细地聆听上帝的话，他们心里是何等渴慕上帝的话。
They stood there, listened to the word of God intently, for they desire the word of God.
当上帝的话被宣读的时候，他们全部站立。
When the word of God was proclaimed, they were standing there.
他们保持静默，安安静静地聆听。
They were quiet, they were listening to the word of God intently.
圣经说，讲念的人清清楚楚地念。
The Bible told us those who read the word of God, they read the word of God distinctly.
然后讲解意思使百姓明白所念的。
They read distinctly from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading.
我们来看耶稣所讲过的一个比喻。
Let's look at a parable told by Jesus.
耶稣曾经讲过有一个财主和一个乞丐的故事。
Jesus once told a story about a rich man and a beggar.
这个财主当他离开世界的时候，他落到地狱里。
When the rich man died, he went to hell.
那个乞丐呢，去到天堂，躺到亚伯拉罕的怀里。
And the beggar went to heaven, and he's in the embrace of Abraham.
后来那个财主看到这一切，财主就对亚伯拉罕说。
And when the rich man saw that, and he said to Abraham.
我给大家读一下，在路加福音16章27到30节。
It's recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 27 to 30.
大家可以看到这个投影。27节，财主说，我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拿撒路到我父家去。因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。亚伯拉罕说，他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。他说，我主亚伯拉罕啊，不是的，若有一个从死里复活的，到他们那里去的，他们必要悔改。三十一节，亚伯拉罕说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。这个比喻让我们看到
From this parable we can see,
如果一个人他不听圣经的话，他不相信圣经的话，
If one doesn't believe in the word of God,
那么哪怕他看到一个神迹，有人从死里复活去劝他，他还是不会相信。
Then even if he or she sees a miracle, even someone's risen from the dead, he or she wouldn't believe.
所以上帝告诉我们，只有上帝的话，只有圣经可以成为我们信心的基础。
So God is telling us only the word of God, only the Bible is the foundation of our faith.
上帝不要我们把我们的信心建立在要看见神迹上面。
God doesn't want us to build our faith upon seeing miracles.
因为耶稣说，你就是看到了神迹，你还是不信。如果你不信上帝的话。
For Jesus told us, even if you see miracles, you wouldn't believe if you don't believe in the word of God.
啊，我们再看圣经中另外一处记载。
We can see another scripture.
啊，在耶稣基督被钉十字架、受死埋葬、第三天复活之后。
And after Jesus was crucified and buried, and he's raised on the third day,
耶稣有两个门徒不相信主耶稣已经复活了。
Two disciples of Jesus, they didn't believe that Jesus was raised.
他们忧忧愁愁地离开耶路撒冷，要去到一个小村庄。
So they left Jerusalem in sorrow, going into a small village.
这时候，事实上，复活的耶稣就跟他们走在一起。但是他们没有认出来那是复活的耶稣。
At that time, the risen Christ was walking with them, yet they didn't recognize Jesus.
主耶稣看着他们满面愁容，主耶稣就对他们说。
Jesus saw them in sorrow, so he told them.
啊，那么这一段的记载是记载在路加福音24章。
This story is recorded in Gospel of Luke chapter 24.
啊，我给大家读一下路加福音24章25节到27节，我们可以看到这个投影。耶稣对他们说，无知的人呐，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指的自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。那么，这一路上，主耶稣和他这两个忧愁、灰心、绝望的门徒一直同行。
So on that road, Jesus walked with his two disciples who were despondent, who were in despair.
主耶稣没有给他们显一个神迹，让他们看一下。
Jesus didn't perform a miracle for them.
主耶稣甚至没有打开他们的眼睛，让他们认出他就是主耶稣。
Jesus didn't even open their eyes to let them recognize that he is Jesus.
主耶稣只做一件事情，给他们讲解圣经。
Jesus only did one thing, explaining the scripture to them.
后来当门徒去到小村庄，主耶稣跟他们在一起。
After they entered a small village, Jesus was with them.
啊，在这个时候，他们一起吃饭的时候，这两个门徒才认出，哦，原来这个跟他们一直在一起的人是主耶稣。
At that time, when they were sharing a meal, the two disciples finally recognized Jesus.
啊，当他们认出之后，主耶稣又消失了，又不见了。
And after they recognized Jesus, Jesus disappeared.
然后这两个门徒他们就彼此对话说。
And those two disciples talked to themselves.
啊，这一段是记载在路加福音二十四章，我给大家读一下。
It's also recorded in Gospel of Luke chapter 24.
啊，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处，说主果然复活，已经显给西门看了。两个人就把路上所遇见和掰饼的时候怎么被他们认出来的事都叙述了一遍。那么当他们想起耶稣在路上给他们说的话的时候，他们说他们的心怎么样，火热起来。然后接下来他们就完全像变了一个人，本来是忧忧愁愁的离开耶路撒冷去到村庄。
And when the two disciples remembered the word Jesus shared with them, and they remembered how their hearts burned within them, and afterwards, and they rose up and went back to Jerusalem.
圣经说，他们立刻就起来，回到耶路撒冷。
And the Bible says, so they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem.
他们本来已经是灰心绝望的人，软弱的人。
They were despondent and they were in despair. They were weak.
但是他们现在变得充满力量，一刻不停，一点都不休息的要回到耶路撒冷。
Yet now they are full of strength and they didn't want to waste any time, so they rose up and went back to Jerusalem.
啊，这耶稣的这两个门徒让我们想起当年在耶路撒冷的城墙下面聆听以斯拉宣读圣经的那些以色列人。
And those two disciples of Jesus reminded us of those 50,000 Israelites standing at the city wall of Jerusalem listening to the word of God.
他们没有看到神迹。
They didn't see any miracles.
他们现实的困难好像没有得到解决。
And whatever difficulties in their life, they are still there.
他们只听见上帝的话。
They only heard the word of God.
而圣经的话，上帝的话，改变他们的心。
And the word of God changed their hearts.
让他们从忧愁变成喜乐。
So they can get out of sorrow and have joy.
那喜乐成为他们的力量。
And the joy becomes their strength.
啊，我把这段圣经给大家读一下，在尼希米记八章第九节到第十二节。
Let me read you Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 9 to 12.
九节，省长尼希米和做祭司的文士以斯拉，并教训百姓的利未人，对众民说：今日是耶和华你们神的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣。这是因为众民听见律法书上的话，都哭了。又对他们说：你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的就分给他，因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。于是利未人使众民静默，说今日是圣日，不要作声，也不要忧愁。众民都去吃喝，也分给人，大大快乐，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。以色列人他们怎样从忧愁变为喜乐呢？圣经告诉我们答案。
How did the Israelites get out of sorrow and gain joy? The Bible, tells us the answer.
就是十二节后面所说，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
And it's recorded in verse 12, because they understood the words that were declared to them.
那两个忧伤绝望的门徒他们后来怎么样变得心里火热起来，充满了力量？为什么会有这么大的改变呢？
And those two despondent disciples of Jesus, how did they change from despair to full of joy and strength?
因为他们明白圣经上的话，耶稣给他们一一讲明白。
Because they finally understood the word of Scripture, and for Jesus explained the Scripture to them.
喜乐是我们的力量。
Joy is our strength.
这喜乐从哪里来呢？
Where did this joy come from?
从明白上帝的话语而来。
It's coming from understanding the word of God.
当以色列人明白了上帝的话语，
When Israelites understood the word of God,
他们第一个看到的是他们自己对上帝律法的亏欠，对上帝的得罪，他们就忧伤哭泣。
The first thing they saw was how they fall short of the law of God. So they repented and they grieved for themselves.
然后他们还从上帝的话语当中看见上帝对以色列民的应许。
And next, from the word of God, they saw God's promise to the Israelites.
他们一方面看见自己这样的不好。
On the one hand, they saw how bad they were.
他们另外一方面又看见什么？上帝并没有抛弃他们。
On the other hand, they saw that God didn't forsake them.
上帝仍然眷顾他们。
God still cares for them.
七十年之久，上帝没有忘记他们。上帝把他们带回到耶路撒冷。
For 70 years, God didn't forget them. God led them back to Jerusalem.
他们看见自己的不好，他们也看见上帝对他们不离不弃的爱。
They saw how bad they were, and they saw how much God loved them.
这就是他们从上帝的话语当中他们所看见的，他们所明白的。
That's what they received from the word of God.
他们看见自己的光景不再是一个奴隶，不再是亡国奴，他们现在有家了。
They saw the true reality of themselves. They are no longer people without a country. Now they have a home.
现在他们回到他们的家乡，虽然是一无所有，一切要从头再来，他们不知道明天会怎样，因为周围还是充满了以色列人的敌人。
Now they've returned home, even though they still had nothing, and there were enemies all around them.
但是就在这个时候，上帝借着他的仆人，把上帝的话语亲自赐给他们。
Yet at this time, through God's servants, God gave His own word to all the Israelites.
从上帝这些话当中，他们看见了他们要走的路，他们看见他们明天的方向。
And from the words of God, they saw the road they have to take. They saw their direction for tomorrow.
上帝的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
The words of God are a lamp upon our feet and a light upon our path.
什么样的人是最灰心绝望的人呢？
What kind of people are truly in despair?
不仅仅是为已经发生的事情懊悔忧伤。
Not the ones who grieve over their mistakes.
他更是看到将来，不知道自己要到哪里去，不知道将来会发生什么。
It's when they look into the future, they didn't know what's going to happen.
当我们说一个人绝望的时候，是指他对将来绝望了。
When we say somebody is in despair, he's in despair because of the future.
当时的以色列人他们就是这样的，他们不知道将来会怎样，他们是非常弱小的民族，一切都是废墟，一切都要重建，他们没有强大的军队。
That's the state the Israelites were in.For when they returned home, all they see were rubbles, and they didn't have an army. They have to rebuild everything.
但是从上帝的话语当中，他们看到他们的明天，看到他们的将来。
Yet from the words of God, they saw their future. They saw their tomorrow.
所以当以斯拉尼西米让他们不要忧愁，要喜乐的时候，他们心里就大大的快乐。
So when Ezra and Nehemiah told the Israelites, "Do not sorrow, but be joyful," and they were joyful.
他们的眼泪是忧伤的眼泪，也是喜乐的眼泪。
Their tears were repentant tears. They were also tears of joy.
然后圣经记载他们接下来做什么呢？是在尼希米记八章十三到十八节，我给大家读一下。
And the Bible recorded what they did afterwards. It's in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 13 to 18.
尼希米记八章十三节到十八节，十三节。次日，众民的族长、祭司和利未人都聚集到文士以斯拉那里，要留心听律法上的话。他们见律法上写着，耶和华借摩西吩咐以色列人要住在七月，要在七月节。住棚，并要在各城和耶路撒冷宣传报告说，你们当上山将橄榄树、野橄榄树、芭乐树、棕树和各样茂密树的枝子取来，照着所写的搭棚。于是百姓出去取了树枝来，个人在自己的房顶上，或院内，或神殿的院内，或水门的宽阔处，或以法莲门的宽阔处搭棚。从被掳之地归回的全会众就搭棚，住在棚里。从嫩的儿子约书亚的时候，直到这日，以色列人没有这样行。于是众人大大喜乐。从头一天到末一日，以斯拉每日念神的律法书，众人守节七日，第八日照例有筵宿会。那么这一段圣经记载，当以色列人他们从忧愁变为喜乐，喜乐成为他们的力量，他们接下来做的是什么？
So the Bible passage recorded when those Israelites were renewed and strengthened by the word of God and what they did afterwards.
他们接下来就遵从上帝的话，他们就去搭棚，去砍树，去按上帝的话所教训的那样去过神所喜悦的生活。
Afterwards, they followed the word of God. They built booths and they rejoiced in them and they want to live according to the word of God.
而这样的一件事情，他们已经几百年没有做过了。从约书亚开始一直到他们现在，他们都没有在这样做。
They haven't followed the word of God in such festivities for over several hundred years.
但是现在他们重新又有力量，他们来遵行神的话，然后圣经告诉我们，于是众人大大喜乐。
And now they are strengthened in the word of God. And the Bible tells us now they rejoice greatly.
这里让我们看见喜乐，一个是来自于明白上帝的话。
So here we can see that the joy comes from understanding the word of God.
当我们明白上帝的话的时候，我们按照上帝的话去遵行的时候，圣经又让我们看见，这个时候以色列人心中大大的喜乐。
And after we understand the word of God, if we follow the word of God, the Bible shows us, then we will be able to rejoice again.
当那两个忧伤的门徒看到耶稣被钉十字架，然后有人告诉他们耶稣复活了，他们不相信。
When the two sad disciples, they were leaving Jerusalem when other people told them Jesus has risen, they didn't believe them.
然后耶稣与他们同行，耶稣给他们讲解圣经上的话。
But Jesus walked with them and Jesus explained the scripture to them.
然后他们心里就火热起来，心里就喜乐起来。
And afterwards, their hearts burned within them.
然后接下来他们做什么呢？
And what did they do afterwards?
传福音。
They started spreading the gospel.
遵行上帝的使命，遵行上帝颁布的大使命。
They follow God's commands in carrying out His great commission.
当他们这样做的时候，他们立刻起身跑回耶路撒冷，成为蛮有力量上帝的精兵。
They rose up that very hour to return to Jerusalem. They became the army of God.
当我们看圣经，看到《使徒行传》记载的那些耶稣的门徒，看到他们的经历。
When we read the Bible and read the examples of the apostles in the book of Acts.
我们看见很多耶稣基督的门徒，当他们传福音的时候，他们受到各种各样的逼迫，各种各样的羞辱。
We see that many apostles and disciples of Jesus, when they were spreading the gospel, they were humiliated in many different ways.
但是他们就好像永远打不垮、打不倒一样，他们心里仍然是充满喜乐的去传耶稣基督的福音。
Yet they could never be defeated, and they were full of joy, and they always wanted to share the gospel with people around them.
他们被丢到监狱里面的时候，他们还要歌唱。
They were thrown into prison, yet they still sang praises to God.
别人拿石头把他们打得几乎死了，人家认为他们已经死了。当他们醒过来的时候，他们又回到人群当中，又去传福音。
They were almost stoned to death, yet when they rose up, they returned to the people to preach the gospel.
他们这种力量从何而来？
Where did their strength come from?
使徒保罗说，我靠主大大的喜乐。
Apostle Paul said, I rejoice by the Lord.
喜乐成为他们心中的力量。
So joy is their strength.
保罗也说，我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
And, By the strength of the Lord, I can do all things.
我们一起最后来读一处圣经，在哈巴谷书三章十七到十九节。
Let's read Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 to 19 together.
好，我们看到这个投影，我们可以一起来读哈巴谷书三章十七节到十九节，十七节起。虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力。田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。从神来的喜乐成为我们的力量。
The joy from the Lord can become our strength.
环境不能打倒我们。
The environment cannot defeat us.
周围的仇敌不能打倒我们。
Enemies around us cannot defeat us.
因为我们心中有上帝给我们的喜乐。
For in our heart we have joy from God.
因为我们明白圣经的话。
For we understand the word of God.
虽然我们不好。
Even though we are bad.
但是上帝对我们的爱不离不弃。
Yet God's love will never forsake us.
很多的时候在黑暗当中，我们看不到神在哪里。
Oftentimes in darkness we couldn't see God.
但这个时候圣灵提醒我们，你回到上帝的话那里去。
But even in that time, the Bible teaches us return to the Word of God.
你来看圣经。
Read the Bible.
你不要相信你的感觉。
Do not trust in your feelings.
你不要相信依靠或者你眼睛所看到的环境。
Do not rely on your environment, which you can see with your eyes.
你要相信上帝的话，你要相信圣经。
Trust the Word of God. Trust the Bible.
当我们这样去做的时候，我们心里就会得到从神来的喜乐，这喜乐能够成为我们的力量。
When we do that, we will have joy in our heart from God, and the joy from God will become our strength.
当我们明白上帝的话语的时候，我们按着上帝的话去遵行，当我们这样去行的时候，我们心里也得到从神来的力量。
And when we understand the word of God and follow the word of God, as we follow the word of God, and we will have joy in God.
英国布道家斯布珍曾经说，上帝让我们可以服侍他，这服侍的本身已经是我们最大的荣耀，最大的喜乐。
British theologian Spurgeon once said, God allowed us to serve him, and the service in itself is the greatest glory and reward we can receive.
任何一个真正重生得救被上帝拯救的人，
Every born again Christian,
他在这个地上能够得到的最大的喜乐就是来侍奉神。
The greatest joy he can receive in this world is to serve God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
我们来到你的面前，我们承认我们自己的软弱。
We come before you and admit our own weakness.
很多的时候啊，我们的心里充满了灰心、绝望、忧伤。
Oftentimes, our hearts are filled with sorrow and despair.
啊，我们的心被周围的环境所牵引、所改变。
Our hearts are troubled by the environment around us.
啊，我们的心被周围的人对我们的看法啊所牵引、所改变。
And our hearts are troubled by the opinions of people around us.
很多时候我们就好像在黑暗当中做奴隶的人，我们看不到明天会怎样。
Oftentimes we are like slaves in darkness. We couldn't see tomorrow.
很多时候我们看到我们自己身上的痛苦，身上所经历的一切，我们对明天充满了绝望。
And when we see our hurts, our own experience, we are full of despair for tomorrow.
我们祈求神在这个时候愿神将你的话语重新向我们显明。
God, we ask you to reveal your word to us.
圣灵怎样带领当年的以色列人来到耶路撒冷的城墙下聆听上帝的话语。
How the Holy Spirit led the Israelites before the Jerusalem city wall to listen to the word of God.
圣灵怎样在他们心里做工，让他们的忧愁变成喜乐。
How the Holy Spirit worked in their hearts and turned their sorrow into joy.
让这从神来的喜乐成为他们的力量。
And make the joy from the Lord become their strength.
我们也愿意神在我们心里也做同样的工作。
May the Holy Spirit do the same work in our hearts.
让这喜乐也成为我们的力量。
May the joy be our strength.
让我们靠着这力量去信靠神，去顺服神，去行神的旨意。
And by such strength, we can trust God, we can follow God, and do His will.
也让我们看见主耶稣实在是与我们同行，他对我们不离不弃。
Let us see that Lord Jesus is walking with us. He will never forsake us.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.